How wonderful it is to be in the presence of the Lord as we prepare our hearts to hear Him today. Let's look to Him as we always do. Heavenly Father, we thank You that to You be the glory, great things You have done. So loved You the world that You gave us Your Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. How we thank You that from the moment we believe in Jesus, we receive pardon from You. Forgiveness based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. How we thank You, Lord, for being the Lord of our lives, the King of our lives, the ruler of our lives, and the Savior of our lives. And today, Lord, we thank You for the privilege to be in Your presence. And as we continue to come to Your word, Lord, I pray, submitting and surrendering myself to the authority of Your Holy Spirit, that He will do His work in me and with me and through me and for me, for the praise and glory of Jesus Christ. We pray these things in that precious and powerful name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who is now seated at Your right hand, interceding right now for us, so that we may be saved to the uttermost. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, having just last week completed our verse-by-verse study of the prophetic book of Malachi, which is the very last book of the Old Testament, it is now time to take up the challenge to recite the whole book of Malachi. It is a challenge God has given me, not only to ponder or to practice or to preach the word of God, but also to put it in my heart for the Holy Spirit to continue His gracious and glorious work of making me more like His Son, like the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior and King. And so today, I'm taking up the challenge to recite Malachi chapter 1, verse chapter 1, all the way to chapter 4. Just after a week, exactly after a week of completing our Malachi series. And I thank God for this opportunity, trusting that His Holy Spirit will assist me to recite the prophecy of Malachi at this hour in your life and my life, for the praise of His glory. And I know very well that without His help, I will fail. So counting on and claiming His supernatural help, I now begin the recital of Malachi chapter 1 to chapter 4. Please, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn them one last time to Malachi, the book of Malachi, the very last book of the Old Testament. Would you please listen carefully as I recite the prophecy of Malachi from chapter 1 to 4 from the updated New American Standard Bible, which is the most literal translation of the Bible into our English language. So the Bible begins in Malachi chapter 1, verse 1. It says, The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but I have hated Esau, and I have made his mountains a desolation, and I appointed his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. Though Edom says, we have been beaten down, but we will return and build up their ruins. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they may build, but I will tear down. And men will call them the wicked territory, and the people against whom the Lord is indignant forever. Your eyes will see this, and you will say, the Lord be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then, if I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a father, where is my honor? And if I'm a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? You are presenting defiled food upon my altar. You are presenting defiled food upon my altar. But you say, how have we defiled you? In that you say the table of the Lord is to be despised. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the blind, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Will he be pleased with you? Or will he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts? But now, will you not entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us? With such an offering on your part, will he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts? Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts. Nor will I accept an offering from you. For from the rising of the sun, even to his setting, my name will be great among the nations. And in every place, incense will be offered to my name, and a grain offering that is pure. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you are profaning it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled. And as for its fruit, its food is to be despised. You also say, my, how tiresome it is. And you disdainfully sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring what was taken by robbery, and what is sick or lame. So you bring the offering. Should I receive that from your hand? Says the Lord. But cursed be the swindler who has a male in his flock and vows it, but sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Chapter 2. And now, this commandment is for you, O priests. If you do not listen, and if you do not take it to heart, to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them already, because you are not taking it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring, and I will spread refuse on your faces, the refuse of your feasts. And you will be taken away with it. Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him as an object of reverence. So he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was on his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found. True instruction was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many back from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth. But as for you, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by the instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. So I also have made you despise and abase before all the people, just as you are not keeping my ways, but are showing partiality in the instruction. Has not one God? Do we not have one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously each against his brother so as to profane the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and abomination has been found in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. As for the man who has done this, may the Lord cut off from the tents of Israel, tents of Jacob, everyone who awakes and answers, or who presents an offering to the Lord of hosts. This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with groaning. Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But not one has done so who has a remnant of the Spirit. And what did that one do while he was seeking a godly offspring? Take heed then to your spirit, and let no one deal treacherously with the wife of your youth. For I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel, and him who covers his garment with wrong, says the Lord of hosts. So take heed to your spirit and do not deal treacherously. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Oh, where is the God of justice? Chapter 3. Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, his coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorceress and against the adulteress and against those who swear falsely and against those who oppress the wage earner in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside, and those who turn aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Then I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of the ground. Nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. All the nations will call you blessed, and you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. But yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge, and that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the arrogant blessed. Not only are the doers of wickedness built up, but they also test God and escape. Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession. And I will spare them as a man spares his servant, his son who serves him. So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Chapter 4, the very last chapter of the prophecy of Malachi. The Bible says there, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. For the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. You will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of Moses, my servant, even the statutes and ordinances which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you the prophet Elijah. I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse." This is the word of God to the people of God. May the Lord add his blessing to the recital of the prophetic book of Malachi. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the power of your Holy Spirit working in my life. I know that in my own strength, in my own mind, I will not venture to be able to recite this prophecy of Malachi. But you have given me the ability and the strength, and I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. I thank you so much for taking us through this prophetic book of Malachi, the great lessons you have taught us, the prophecies that you have spoken to us, and the hope that you have given to those who believe in you. Lord, precious are those things you have taught us. And I pray and ask your Holy Spirit to continue impressing those truths upon our hearts, that you will continue your gracious and glorious work of making us more and more like Jesus Christ, your blessed Son and our Savior. And now, Lord, I pronounce your blessing upon your people. For from the rising of the sun, even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. And all God's people said, Amen.